Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Although We've Come.
Oh, no.
To the trend of the road. LeBron.
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 Good job. Good job, guys.
Good job, man. Honestly, though.
Good job.
Really good job on the close to that season.
If you said we would be the second best team in the West, I wouldn't have. I still don't believe that, actually.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that right now. Yeah. But here we are.
Lakers have been swept from the National Basketball Association playoffs.
Swept up
by the Denver Nuggets, who are, it's turning out, maybe the best team in the league by maybe a lot. I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yep.
This is Sports Talk.
Here we go.
You can hear more about that on Miles and Jack. Matt Boosties, our NBA podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But here on this one, we talk about news, baby.
Okay.
So some disturbed Nazi crashed a truck into the White House.
Wait, Jack, why are you saying Nazi?
A Nazi flag was seen being removed from the back of his truck.
How do you know that?
Because people like saw it. It's like one of those things that a lot of people start looking at when you crash a truck into the White House. There tends to be a lot of witnesses. But yeah, it is being hailed by the right as a psyop.
I've seen the video because there's a police officer like investigating the cab of this U-Haul truck and is like pulling stuff out, and like the Nazi flag was like on the ground, and they're like, it's perfectly unfurled. This is a psyop.
Right.
And you're like,
I mean, who knows what, like, that's the thing. Like, when you get into the intentions of the driver, maybe he was going to put, like, say, Joe Biden, you're a Nazi. Take this. Hey, maybe it was a peace offering because
You'd probably like that.
You'd probably like that. You Nazi. Me, I'm for progressivism. Anyways, that was not a psyop. That was not AI. There was a Pentagon explosion that was AI. There's like a AI generated image of an explosion at the Pentagon that spooked the markets briefly, and was AI. So we'll talk about that more in tomorrow's episode. Max is the big thing. Max is not working.
What's Max doing for work now then?
So Max is the new HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The one to watch is the tagline. The one to watch that is HBO.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, what?
Did mine change it? Oh, mine still, you know, I sometimes make it ask if it wants to app refresh. So I still got HBO. Am I going to treat this like Quibi?
Yeah. And also, I can't sign into it as of yet because I don't remember how the fuck I signed in.
I open and they say, oh, you trying to download Max? I'm like, no, the fuck I'm not.
Yeah.
Fine. All right, they've got us. They've got us.
Yeah, I tried to open HBO Max, and then it just quit repeatedly. So
all right,
then I went
Zazzy,
to the App Store.
Zazzy Beats, off to a flyer.
People are using this as an opportunity to just post entire movies that are part of the Max ad campaign. Like, people are like, forget Max, watch John Wick 4 here on Twitter, the way it was intended to be
seen. People
are
just posting full movies.
Full-ass movies. So
piracy for everyone.
Baggage fees are trending.
Oh, this is great.
Adriana Ocampo wore more than 13 pounds of clothing to try and avoid paying a baggage fee.
Yeah.
She also appeared to be, I don't know, on mushrooms or just
giggling
drunk.
Though.
It's hard to, yeah.
So giggly. Now,
so giggly.
It looked like a little bit of psilocybin induced goofballs. I don't know if
they're
just be drunk
fun.
Or could just be, look. This person is 19 years old. I remember being 19 and doing the dumbest shit was the most hilarious fucking thing that could ever happen. Like when this person checked in to the airline, they're like, yo, you're about 13 pounds over on this like baggage. And like, okay, fine. Wore all of the clothing that was 13 pounds over, including like stuffing an iPod into their pants and shit. And they're like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm trying to get on the airplane. And like the flight attendants are like, yeah, this is not happening. They're like, you can either take all this shit off and like store it properly or you're going to pay a fine. And they did both. So it sucks. But it is something that's crossed my mind.
Jetstar flight in Australia.
Didn't know. Yeah. Aussie Zeitgang. I know you're down there. Is Jetstar like probably, I'm guessing it's like Frontier or, you know, what's
Spirit.
The other one? Spirit. Yeah. Spirit. Yeah. Some people fear it. Some people hear it. Isn't that from Ghostbusters too?
I have no idea. I don't remember that at all.
No, you don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
That was like the one rap song in the Ghostbusters song.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
Where is it?
Called the Ghostbusters and the something else. I forget.
It was Dougie Fresh.
Oh.
It was a Dougie Fresh track on the Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. Yeah. Dougie Fresh.
The Bobby Brown song from Ghostbusters 2 is constantly on rotation in my head.
Really?
Irrevocably. Yeah. It's just always going to be there.
What's that song called? Control or something? Oh, on
well,
our own.
I
on our
guess
own.
We got to. I don't know the words. Take control.
We got.
Yeah. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters and the M Patrol.
And they're in control.
And they're in control.
Yeah. Had them throwing a party for a bunch of children. All the while, the slime was under the building.
Like thematic rap songs, I feel like, until not by Will Smith, that just recaps the plot of the movie. Had him throwing a party for a bunch of children, which is also the weirdest plot point of Ghostbusters 2. They've gone from saving humanity, saving mankind, to doing kids' birthday parties.
Hey, the slime was under the building. So they packed up their group, got a grip, came equipped. Grab the proton,
the
packs
proton
off their
back
and
their
they
backs
split.
And they, but not about Vigo, the master of evil. Trying to challenge my boys.
That's not legal.
Oh, Vigo. yes. What a song.
Peter McNichol's greatest role, I got to say, as Janusz Pocha.
He is Vigo.
He's Vigo. Yeah. Yes, Dr. Renkman, but why are you came? Go. Yes, I think go.
That is really the best part of that movie, like kind of a
lot. Janusz. Yeah, of course.
He is.
Of course.
Vigo.
There are many perks to being with a living God.
Dodgers. Yeah. How about these guys? Baseball team from Los Angeles. They won yesterday, so Lakers fans need not fret.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
They won.
Back in business. So the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgences, or Indulgence, sorry, Indulgence at my old Catholic education coming back. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are now invited back to the Dodgers Pride Night, even though, I guess, it. So this was a story for the past week because they were asked not to come to.
They caved. Yeah, the Dodgers caved to right wing pressure, like specifically like Marco, like when Marco Rubio like stepped in, a lot of people were like, wow, Marco Rubio is throwing his weight around. And most people were like, why the fuck is he affecting the conversation over here? Who gives a shit? And then a lot of right wing commentators are like, this is an attack on Catholicism and Christianity at large. Make so no mistake.
They're drag performers who dress as nuns. Is that the idea?
Yeah. And like, it's like all for fundraising for all kinds of different causes. But again, like, yeah, there's just very campy drag nun kind of visuals. And like, even like more other like figures, like, you know, bishops or whatever, but very campy, colorful. Because they're making fun of the people and their fun ghost stories that they tell you're going to go to HE Double Hockey Sticks if you don't eat fish on Friday.
Hey, Marco, while we're on the subject, you see this headline out of Chicago?
Oh, no. What's that? Is it about the Catholic Church?
Yeah, it is. A new report also names 451 Catholic clerics and religious brothers who abused children between 1950 and 2019. Far more than the church acknowledged before the review began.
Yeah, over 2,000 children.
Jesus.
But again,
Christ.
Like that's what always, I can't believe when these people are like, well, I mean, I can, but you got it. You like, they have to put all that shit out of their head. Like you're talking about groomers and people like actually putting children at risk. And we see this constantly in organized religion. But again, yeah, let's come after the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I don't know. It's kind of like a weird look. I honestly, like, once the Dodgers did it, like, in my mind, the damage is kind of done.
Yeah.
And, like, their whole thing is, like, after generous conversations with the, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, like, we're offering our sincerest apologies. And it's like...
Generous conversations.
I think they're probably, like, because they're like, please! And they're like, okay, how about this? Like, let's negotiate then. And they're like, okay, fine, please. This is such a bad look for us. Yeah. We caved to Marco Rubio.
You fucked up. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk. Meatball Ron, tiny Ron DeSantis, is only 5'9" tall. All right, we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix. 20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
And we're back. And DeSantis is expected to announce today. Is that or already has probably by the time you've...
Oh, really?
You heard this?
It's happening today?
I think so. Actually, so the tweet, the truth, it was a truth, and it has 2 million or 200,000. I was imagining there were more people on truth, the way that they like count truths and retruths and likes is so this Donald J. Trump truth has 1,990,000 retruths.
What does that mean?
Point nine, so that's just 1,990.
Okay,
but anyways,
quick
it
maths.
Says tiny quote Ron DeSantis is 5'7", and people are like, game over, brother. He's gonna launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk.
Cool,
winning team.
I mean, yeah, two human shit posts together,
yeah.
I mean, let's not forget his time at Guantanamo, which he's really fighting, really wants people to forget that part.
How would he remember me?
Me?
No chance.
Little old me?
Wait, talking to me, Ron DeSantis? Yes,
an interview.
It's a press conference being held by you.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. You know what's interesting? I see a lot of people talk about how one of the biggest differences between Trump and Ron DeSantis is like Ron DeSantis has a lot of these like interesting moments caught on camera, whether he's like laughing like an absolute cornball, like where you never kind of see Donald Trump like hamming it up. Where you're like, look at this fucking fake politician laugh. Or like Ron DeSantis has so many of these gifts and be like, and you're like, what is up with this guy?
Where he lets the facade fall for a second.
Right. Exactly. Or him where he wiped his like snot on a guy in Iowa. Like this is another video that's like going around where he like wiped his nose and then he goes, all right, brother. And just pats him on the shoulder. Just there you go. Leave it right there. Boom.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah.
Look at that
laugh.
For it.
Look at this laugh, Jack. Is that
Miles? What the fuck was that?
I don't. That's the Dean scream of laughs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I hadn't seen that. I think I'd seen a screen cap of it and assumed that it was like AI generated.
No.
He's at a campaign event and he has a laughing fit.
Listen to that.
It looks like he's unwell. Yeah.
I think because this is the thing, like everyone has said that he is the kind of, like, he doesn't know how to work a room, so he leans into it real heavy.
Yeah.
And it's off-putting to a lot of people because it's so, like, transparently just fake. But, hey, he can't be blessed with all the skills.
He's kind of the Buttigieg of the right? He's, like, has...
Buttigieg seems more sincere than this guy, you know?
Yeah. It's just, like, there's, like, something calculated about
I think I know what you mean. Like, Buttigieg, you can kind of see through it, and you're like, I see your programming that you're running.
Whereas, that's DeSantis, not fair to Buttigieg, but like there's just
similar things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insincere for sure.
Yes.
But the way DeSantis does it, you're like, oh, come on. Like, what the? You're not even trying.
He actually has like some Hillary vibes where it's like, you know, trying to be down, trying to be cool, and like just failing at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where Hillary Clinton was like trying to court black voters, Ron DeSantis is like, I keep a Klan hood in my bag.
Right.
Just like you folks.
That laugh is wild though. I had not seen that.
Isn't it? It's interesting.
Yeah, it's troubling. Like
It's one of those things that contributes to like all these like donors and shit being like, oh, this guy's not presidential.
Yeah. You know, they meet with him and then immediately are like, man, he's like, he just doesn't seem to have his, like, all his faculties about him.
he's in campaign mode, Jack, you know?
Yeah.
We could
his campaign strategy seems to be make America Florida. That's like one of his opening lines at all his campaign stops. And I don't think everybody's on board with that. Like, even right wing people, it feels.
Yeah. They're like, no, we like your brand of cruelty to those people there. But like, it's more fun for us to see, not like to be in it. No.
Right.
Yeah. We like the cruelty from afar. I think we've made that clear as like right wingers. We're very averse to experiencing any kind of difficulty or trouble to the point where we will cry and crumble. So we like to keep it very far away from our experience, and we just like to watch with our popcorn.
Yeah. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, go watch that Ron DeSantis laughter video if you just want to be like shaken to your core. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.